Listen to her, but don't take it all to heart. It's another great and free segment courtesy of the Doc Love Club at docloveclub.com. This is from June 30th, 2021.
Welcome to the Dating Women Radio Show, featuring the coaching of Doc Love, the man that changed the lives of thousands around the world in his lifetime. His legacy continues weekly on this show. Here is your host, Jeff Stevens.
Yes, words have meaning, but so do actions. Listen to her, yes, but also watch what she does. Find out what Doc meant in this free segment from the June 30th, 2021 Doc Love Show. Don't forget, DocLove.com has more for you. A free contest where you can win nearly $500 worth of Doc's materials. Again, check it out at DocLove.com. All right, let's learn about listening but not taking everything to heart via the great Doc Love. You'll hear me reading the first part, but these are Doc's words. And then after that, we get Doc's take.
Listen, but don't take it all too serious. You want to always listen to her, but you can't take everything to heart. It's like when the Cuban Missile Crisis happened in the early 60s. President Kennedy had to try to decipher whether the hardline or conciliatory letter from his Russian counterpart was the actual attitude of the Soviet Union. Google Cuban Missile Crisis, two letters, if you want to know more. She might be giving you conflicting information as well. I had a caller many years ago on my radio show who told me she kept saying she didn't want anything to do with him, but was cooking him dinner, calling him for dates, acting extremely affectionate, etc., etc. Now, is it a red flag that she was saying she didn't want a boyfriend but acting another way? Yeah. I had to tell him to keep it in the back of his mind and not to get too serious and make her the girlfriend under the circumstances, but still to enjoy the ride. How bad could it be, I remember telling him, to have a beautiful lady all over you and you still have freedom to pursue other women? Even though she was saying she didn't want anything significant, her actions were doing something else. So I told him to believe the actions, but keep asking for phone numbers. She'll step up when, if she's ready, and then he can decide if he even wants her at that point. Women will throw lots of stuff at you guys. The biggest is, I like to date only one person at a time. I don't like players. Ignore it, guys, because she doesn't know consciously she likes a challenge. And if she does get mad you're a challenge, then she was a structured woman you don't want for the long haul anyway. As I've told you many times, you must have fun as you apply the system. This is not about overanalyzing every little thing she says. As I've told you many times, you must have fun as you apply the system. This is not about overanalyzing every little thing she says. I tell you guys to get multiple numbers and have multiple dates so you don't put too much subconscious effort into one woman over the other. Your attitude can be one of, let's have fun, and if it turns out, it turns out. The system is not about doing the whole gotcha thing as you've seen me write before. You're not here to try to bust every bad or low interest level woman on her game. She's been playing those games long before you and will continue long after you. You're like the male black widow spider trying to crawl away from the female before getting stung. You're not going to stop the female from trying to sting the mate she's done with, so forget about it. Get numbers, go out, have fun, and you'll be ready for the right one to step up and do everything correctly by the system. But keep dating, keep having fun, and keep the word next in your head as you go through this pursuit. Remember, guys, listen to what she says so you can pick up on what type of girl she is and if she has a chance with you via the system. But don't take it all that serious. Until next week, thanks for your support.
More is coming up. Doc's take on all this is next. By the way, get the system, also known as the Dating Dictionary. Go to doclove.com/system. We give you a lot of free stuff, but a lot is held back. The best is held back in the system at doclove.com/system. Read the You Changed My Life letters there and then buy the book that will allow you to have women never look at you the same again. All right, here we go. Doc's take on all this.
All right, Doc, let's talk about, you know, and you say you have to listen to her. But, you know, sometimes you can't take what she says seriously. And I go back to what we wrote in the column. I'm a radio caller from many years ago. She said, I don't want a relationship. I don't want anything serious. But yet she would always call him for dates and she would always kiss him. So, I mean, it's a combination of watching her actions and listening to her words.
Yeah, your job is like a police officer. You're gathering information. You're not going. She says something that's a little strange or a little goofy to you. You don't say, "Okay, I'm out of here. This girl's a nutcase." You don't say that. You say, "You know, maybe this is just a little quirk in her personality, and with time, we're going to figure this out." But eventually, the verbiage, what she says, has to match the action. So don't be quick on the draw here, because I have some newbies. You know, the first little thing they do wrong or it seems a little goofy, and I'm not talking about a broken date, but what I am talking about is that you have to look at little things and don't blow them out of proportion. And after a while, maybe sometimes she likes to talk about things and they seem a little strange to you, but, you know, she does it once every 3 or 4 months or just something that doesn't count. So don't have a hair trigger on that pistol as far as writing this girl off. Take in everything she says, you know, think about it later, and then hopefully with time, you know, the actions match the words.
And it's not about playing, and again, as we wrote in the column, it's not about playing gotcha. It's not about waiting to jump on every little thing she does. It's basically getting an overall vibe. You know, certainly the obvious things like broken dates or staring at her cell phone the entire date. Yeah, I mean, those are things that she's got to go, but don't overanalyze everything right when you're in front of her. You know what? Like you said, take it in. Don't take it all too serious. Think about it later. And then if you can't deal with it, then delete the number. But try to just have fun.
Yeah, have fun. But like I would tell you guys, keep it light, keep it funny. I know you're a little nervous. You want this thing to go. But remember, there's a good chance this girl is practiced for the next one. So keep it loose and be balanced. Hustle other women. Tell this girl asks you to be the boyfriend.
Yeah, and be a challenge and be a mystery, but have fun while you're doing it.
That's it. So, Doc Love Club members, we love you.
Hope you enjoyed this. This was only a portion of a show that went for about an hour. In fact, you're missing part one of two on Challenge as advanced students of the System/Dating Dictionary discuss this vital concept in the Doc Love Club Roundtable. Get the full show for that. Find it in the June 30th, 2021 show when you join the Doc Love Club at docloveclub.com. Plus, you get hundreds of hours of audio and hundreds of articles. docloveclub.com. Thanks for being here. See you next week.